worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
These are my paws, reaching forward for love.
Mickey.
It's not really the fatty tissue, it's the nipples.
And Lazy E.
All right, let me push.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
This podcast will never burn down because we are not built from wood and stuff.
That was a great local news report.
Yeah, that was like, the people who live local, who listen to the news in the area where we're from are getting a hearty laugh at that. Other
barn
people
built from wood and stuff.
Yeah, the barn burnt because it was built from wood and stuff.
Thanks.
Welcome to a freak accident. Not built of wood. Built of blood and tissue and organs and things.
Tears.
Mostly tears.
Lots of
lots of boiling emotions. Roiling emotions.
Boiling?
Yeah. It's at 212 degrees.
What is the winter? You want to make sure you have water ready.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Crisco. That's Lazy E. That's Mickey. The website is afreakaccident.com. The email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. A good episode this time? Sure. Let's go with that. And we're assuming you'll love it. Two of us will. Mickey will probably hate every moment of this whole charade, but that's not outside normal.
I was going to say, probably. We know that's a fact.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. Your hair is growing back.
It is. I need a haircut.
I know. You got to shave it more. You've got like a weird... You know what? The sides of her head, it looks like the hair from the guy, the one burglar in Home Alone. Marv.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's kind of got like a Marv thing going on in the short sides of her head.
Hair.
Right. Koosh ball. That's what she yep. look like. Yeah.
She's yep. the koosh ball.
She's a chia pet.
Yes.
Chia.
Wow.
Mickey.
Oh, that's it. Your new song.
No.
We should get chia pets made of us. And Mickey can have like weird hair grow on her head. You can have weird hair grow on your face. And I'll just remain completely hairless because I can barely grow hair at all.
Put the seeds in him and he doesn't grow.
Nothing happens. He's the dullest thing ever.
Well, we have...
Enjoy throwing him in your garbage.
We have went over my butt. Does grow a lot of hair as well.
What?
So I could put it on, I could have my butt. It could just be my butt.
There you go. That'd be great. Like if you plant the seeds on the head and nothing happens, you're like, what's wrong with it? Oh, the hair's growing. It's growing. Just not
flip
where
the
you
pot over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a hairband back there. My God.
It's like 80s metal.
Yeah, I got a ponytail. I wonder if I could get it like a flock of seagulls.
Does proofreader braid it for you?
Only on special occasions.
Okay.
You know, Valentine's Day's coming up.
True. That's when I'm going to get dreads.
Cornrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to call my... That's going to be my rap name. Little Crack.
I don't know. That might be a little racially insensitive.
Why?
Little crack.
I was talking about my butt crack.
I know, I picked up on that.
Yeah, but
I was there for it.
Yeah,
I
right
saw it happen in real time.
Well, you didn't see it. We didn't do it right now.
Well, no, what you said. I saw that happen in real time.
Oh, yeah.
Heard it even as well in my head. Through my headphones.
Those hearing things.
Yeah. The devices that I wear upon my skull... With which I hears.
Neat thinking point right now.
Are you kidding me?
I want you to
thinking point out of this conversation.
Yeah. Why do we call them ears? Why didn't they just call them hears? Ah, I got my hears right here.
Maybe they did, but it's kind of like, you know, people around here say things in stupid ways.
No, that would be the country that said it, not just this area.
It also would have probably been cavemen who named the different appendages and things.
Well, then they did it wrong.
That's it. Start it. Burn it all down. Start it over.
Call those the hears. Your nose are the smells. I got my smell, my hears, my sees.
Then again, I'm saying this realizing full well cavemen did not speak English.
Yeah.
So,
correct.
Yeah, that probably ruined
the
whole
word was
thing.
Probably not ears. It was probably or something to that effect.
That's a fact. It was
look anywhere. Yeah. Look any place on the internet. It'll tell you the exact same thing.
Look at Wikipedia later this week when we edit it.
Yeah, right.
And get banned from Wikipedia.
Ears originally called her.
Surprisingly, you kept it consistent too. It's the same sound.
Maybe it was the noise. Maybe it was the noise that they made when they realized what hearing is. Like when they heard a sound.
Oh, hi.
You did that a little too well. Huh? He even had the look on his face of the Cro-Magnon look.
Oh. Oh my God, the cavemen were the original Sims. Oh.
French. Baliba to Swamina.
To Swamina.
Mark, I'm going to tell you what I'm
talking about. So this is the show.
Yeah, this is the podcast that you decided to listen to.
Yeah.
It is obvious we did not get enough sleep.
I did not.
I actually slept great last
night. Oh, okay. At least one of us did.
I did not.
I'm just drunk on stress right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's worse.
It's month end at work.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. Everything's great.
Sounds like
everything's
Crisco's
going.
Crisco's going to crack.
Everything's going awesome. And they're all like, hey, you're so good at all the work that you do. Here's more. Oh, okay.
You never say that you're good.
I never said it.
No, you got to underachieve. You overachieved. That's your fault.
How dare I?
Mm-hmm.
That was stupid.
I know. Man, last time I make that stupid mistake.
I know.
Been there before, too. It never ends well.
No.
It's never ended well for Mickey, either. You always do good wherever you're at, and then suddenly they're like, here, take all these management responsibilities so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I'm already there again.
Oh, again?
Oh, yeah.
At the pet shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
No, it
doesn't sound
fun.
You'll work real hard until I get that coffee shop.
Is that ever going to open?
It's going to open.
Are you sure?
I'm desperate at this point.
Hold on. She didn't mention anything about the skate park.
Oh, yeah.
So
wait.
Is it just beans now? You're letting bumps?
I'm gonna beans for a little bit to make the money for the bumps.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to beans before we bump.
Yes.
That sounds like a drug reference.
We're going to bean before we bump.
Yep.
Yeah, that definitely is a drug reference.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not a bad strategy, though.
Drugs?
I would make that $125,000 like that.
I know.
Hey, medical marijuana. They're selling the licenses so you can start selling it.
This is true.
Yeah, but now that it's sold by the state, then it's going to reduce the street value.
Does it still make money?
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Okay.
You're talking to a woman who went and injected herself full of cancer juice
in
order to make a little bit of cash during a clinical trial.
Still doing that.
Still going on?
Yeah,
for how much longer?
One more month.
Oh.
Yep.
So have you gotten any ill side effects from this stuff yet?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Nothing to speak of.
Murderer's sick at home right now, and I've got nothing.
Oh, man, and she passed it off to him. Maybe that's the thing. Her immunity's so high, she brings home all these terrible dog germs that she gets at work, and she just smears them all over him.
They're sitting on her waiting, going, "We're going to fester." Or maybe they're like the cavemen. Oh,
right. Yeah.
Oh,
poor murderer.
Oh,
he'll survive.
He's like a caveman.
Ouch.
A little bit. Right.
He
kind of has caveman tendencies.
Okay.
Right? Kind of has that look.
In what sense? The look?
I guess the look category?
That's what I meant, the look.
Man, we really harp on that guy for not being good looking.
Well, Mickey
here's the
started
thing.
It.
Here's the thing. She did. That happened. That happened.
And
incidentally,
you did.
I actually listened back to that episode recently, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
She definitely
you
said
definitely
it.
Started it. But here's the thing. And for all the people who've been listening now for however long, the dude is perfectly normal looking. Like, we talk about how he's an ugly troll, he lives under a bridge, he asks riddles before he lets you pass.
We literally said none of that.
He doesn't
He
doesn't look anything like
that,
new. Though. No troll, you know, no friggin' rock giant, none of these things.
You should go into his house, answer me these questions three.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope, can he do that next time? Like, be like, ha ha, answer me the riddle before you enter the gate. He also turned into an Irish.
Yeah, right. Yeah, some weird, like, yeah, Irish kind of goblin thing.
That's how I'd imagine him, an Irish goblin.
Is he Irish at all?
Nope.
Really?
Now.
He's about as Polish as they come.
Ooh.
How much part goblin is he?
None.
That you know of.
I'm going with none.
Some. 15% at the least.
And he wouldn't be able to answer the door with questions because the dogs are going to get there before he ever gets to the door.
Sneak the 23andMe test on him and then tell us what part goblin he is.
Do they even have that as part of the test?
They have to.
Yeah.
Right?
If you assume the gender of a goblin, yes.
How else are we going to throw them over Trump's wall after we find out who they all are?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how that's working? Is that what the plan is of this 23andMe testing?
God only knows.
They're just going to make a list. It'll be, what was that, Schindler's List?
Oh my God. You can't bring Schindler's List into this.
Nikki, you can't compare things to the Holocaust.
Just saying.
I know. That's terrible.
It came out of my mouth. I'll take the blame for it.
That's Polak. Mickey at afreakaccident.com. You know the Holocaust didn't have anything to do with Poland.
Yeah, but
I mean, it kind of did. But it mostly was not the focus.
No, but we definitely did get a hit. It definitely did hurt us somewhat.
I mean, there were problems there, but...
I definitely would have lost.
I got to go change my socks or something. My feet stink. I can smell them from here. This is terrible. I'm actually like trying to adjust them under the table. I'm like, I wonder if that will prevent the smell from wafting.
What happened?
Swerve. Had to get off that last subject. That wasn't going anywhere.
No, it was going to go somewhere. Well, probably
right, a place I didn't want it to go.
That's fine.
This turns into like the history of the Holocaust.
Right, no, speaking of politics, aren't we going in that direction?
Here, smell my
no.
foot.
No.
Oh, do it. Do it. Sniff his foot.
No.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, like she's going to agree to that.
Do it.
Suffer.
Just do it.
Hey, yeah, politics. Yeah, we're doing that. State of the Union was last night, so we're going to talk about that. Trump managed to not completely embarrass himself. You'll note I said completely. There were still plenty of things to be noted.
But Paul Ryan did have a nice Freudian slip.
Did he? Did he supplant Trump in the embarrassment category, would you say?
What did you just say to me? I didn't put all the words together. They all came at me like Greek.
Mickey, back me up. Okay, that was an English sentence, right?
It was,
yes. Those were words.
They were.
My boy over here
has had no sleep.
Probably is running low on sleep, is overworked.
Give me a moment.
Probably read a lot of scripts today written by idiot salespeople who don't know how to spell.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's actually true.
That.
Speaking of not knowing how to spell, did you see Murderer's Picture on Facebook from Wegmans?
Listen, Beov, you're not in any
position. No,
I didn't see this.
There's an Eagles cake at Wegmans, except it's not spelled Eagles.
Eagles?
Eagles.
That's for the Spanish-speaking fans.
Eagles! That sounds about a northeastern Pennsylvania thing to have happen.
Yep.
Seems pretty...
It was a national company that he got it from.
He didn't buy it. He just took a picture of it while it was at Wegmans.
The people who work in the local one are from around here. They don't import them people from friggin' Florida.
Wow, you got very hick on us.
Yeah.
They from around here.
They
don't import them people.
Yeah, they're not coming down from Maine.
They built those places from wood.
And stuff. State of the Union. We'll talk about it. We're going to talk about the rudest things you can do when you text.
You may be doing these.
You're probably doing these things all the time.
And you're a rude person for doing it.
All your friends talk about you behind your back. You're an embarrassment to your coworkers.
Whoa, hey.
Your family despises you. They do not look forward to having you over for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
No, we didn't mean that.
Meant all of those things. So we'll tell you how not to be such a loser and be terrible with the phone.
Oof.
Coming up in that segment.
All right.
Stick around. We'll make it better for you. And we've got the greatest movie villains of all time, plus the Super Bowl. We'll get our predictions in, probably. We'll talk some other things.
Plus, you'll hear the greatest clip of all time. Gronkowski does the weather in Minnesota. It's fantastic.
Please tell me he insults the Vikings endlessly.
No. But it's just glorious.
You'll have to stick around for it. It's on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
You know, it's one thing I noticed.
What?
This didn't play when he was walking in. Isn't it supposed to?
I don't know if it has to. I don't know enough about that.
I can't remember the last time I watched a State of the Union address, though. It was probably Obama's, I guess that would have been his fourth.
Okay.
Because, like, I listened to the first one he did. I listened to, and then I don't think I watched any more after that. Maybe the second one, I can't remember. But I know I watched, like, after he got reelected, I watched the next one. And then I don't think any after that. But I watched this one because it's like new president, potential buffoon making an idiot of himself in front of the free world. So I thought, tune in, see what happens.
I don't watch them. I never have. It's not a Trump thing. It's simply because all this is a glorified pep rally.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's stupid. You don't learn anything from it.
It's never... I don't know enough history to know whether or not it ever actually was a legitimate, like, hey, America, this is what we're dealing with right now. Let's talk candidly about it.
I'm sure it was at one point.
At some point.
There's a reason why they do it.
Right. Now it's just a lot of pomp and circumstance, and it basically comes down to just pandering toward your base. Yeah. You get to stand up, talk about all of the great things you've done. Assuming there are any, and all of the great things you're going to do.
Or you say you're going to do, but won't actually.
Which
do.
Is pretty much what it always ends up being.
Yeah.
None of the things that are ever talked about in these types of situations ever actually come to fruition. At least not historically, anyway. Not in, like, great measure. Maybe one or two.
Yeah. George Bush, no new taxes.
I don't think he said that was during his... I don't know if that was the State of the Union or not.
I don't think that was. That was during his campaign.
It could have been any number but of
regardless.
Other speeches or anything else.
They're
it's all
the
same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all comes down to the same thing. Oh, yeah, you're going to say what energizes your base.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. It's a lot, very, very light on substance most of the time.
Yeah, it's fluff.
Right.
Yeah.
But last night, though, was like, you know, first one for Trump. And I mean, you know, granted, anybody can read off a teleprompter, but I think he handled himself in a manner that was at least becoming of a person of the office.
It was empowering if you didn't know, like, this is how it goes every time.
Right. If you, okay, if this was a person's first exposure to Donald Trump, you probably, you're a perfectly rational, reasonable human being.
Yeah.
Had you not also followed him on Twitter and listened to all the other stupid things he said over the years.
Yeah, if you could erase all that,
yeah.
We're not doing bad.
Yeah, right, not too bad. Hey, this is probably perfectly okay.
Yeah.
We know better, unfortunately. And that's what I mean. It kind of comes across as really like, oh, man, this isn't the guy. The guy is the guy who sends out angry tweets about something CNN said at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Mm-hmm. But in any case, we do have a list of some of his talking points. Lazy E, take us through this meandering nonsense.
Well, we'll just talk about when he talks about the American and their dreams.
My duty and the sacred duty.
he said duty.
He said duty.
Of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream. Because Americans are dreamers too.
That was a shot at, like, the Dreamers Act. Like,
yeah, the immigrants.
Blowing smoke.
The thing about that is, and I get what he was trying to say, the whole idea of the Dreamers thing is they moved here for the dream. We're already here.
Right.
We've already we have the American dream.
Well, it comes from his argument, if you believe that sort of thing, is that them coming in illegally is hampering our American dream. Argue about it. I don't care.
No, I mean, that's not time nor place. I'm just saying he doesn't get the point, apparently, that, you
but
know.
But that's the lens he sees it through. Anyway,
it is.
And the people who support him.
But guess what? All of our family at some point were dreamers.
Everybody who lives in the American
In the American nation. America.
I just kind of wanted to see where that was going.
The American nation. I saved it. Pulled it back from the brink.
Yeah.
Unless you're Native American, then you've probably been here a while.
Yeah, okay. We'll give them that.
Yeah. What's next?
All right. Well, of course, the Super Bowl's coming up, so we had to bring up this.
Preston's reverence for those who have served our nation reminds us of why we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why we proudly stand for the national anthem.
I think it's driving Mickey crazy every time he with his
you got it.
His S's really sit.
They really thought he was going to whistle.
Yeah, they cut through the speech. You know who used to whistle, though, was Obama.
Yeah, sure.
Once I recognized, I was like, oh, my, I couldn't stop hearing it. Yeah. Every time he said an S, it was a.
Oof.
That wasn't the most startling thing during this speech. During when he said something great. When he knew he said something, well, he thought he said something great or knew it. Listen to his clapping.
Because our people are strong.
Oh, he's like doing it right in front of his microphone.
There you go. That was driving me crazy. Yeah.
Individual mandate is now gone. Thank you.
Yeah, it was really obnoxious, especially when he was introducing like some of his guests. And he was clapping for them. But again, it was... in front of them. I don't even think it sounds that bad in these microphones. Although these are more like studio quality recording mics.
He doesn't have like a pop filter on it. It's right in front
of
him.
Yeah, and it's...
Bam, bam, bam.
I remember I'm sitting there watching it thinking, dude, how have you still not picked up microphone etiquette in the last couple of years? Because do you remember that one debate when he kept sniffing in a... Like the whole, every breath, like I swear he stuffed the mic up his nostril and just whiffed as hard as he could.
I think that needs to be for his speechwriter, needs to talk to him about that because it really is distracting.
No, it is, absolutely.
Or step away from it at bare minimum. Yeah. Don't clap right on top of the microphone, smacking it with your grubby paws while you do it.
I actually don't know how he did it. If you're talking into the mic, that means you had a backup. Then clap.
What? But did he have the added little microphone on his lapel, or were they using just the microphone?
I think they just used the stand. Because
I could see it being like if it was on his lapel and he was right in front of his chest.
Yeah.
I don't think so because when he pulled away, you could tell he's talking from over here. So I don't think there was that. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, clapping drove me nuts.
Yeah.
What other audio do we have?
Well, the immigration plan. Everybody waited for this.
Oh.
Not just one tier, not two. Three would be stupid. It's a four-tier plan.
Oh, my God.
The first pillar generously offers a path to citizenship for 1.8 million illegal immigrants who were brought here by their parents at a young age. The second pillar...
He said something about how that was going to over the span of 12 years or something like that, though. Like, it takes 12 years to get legal status. I mean, I know for certain people it takes a long time for whatever reason. But is that really how long it takes on the average?
My friend Manuel, now his mom is a U.S. citizen, so he was already good.
He's a dreamer.
Yeah, he was fine.
Way to go, Manuel. You're living the dream.
But his dad... It took forever. Like, it could be a 10-year process.
I don't understand that.
That's the thing. I think you'd have less illegal immigrants if you made it more plausible to get over here. I mean...
Or at least made the process more efficient.
Yeah.
That just seems like... I'm not saying be reckless with it either, but that just seems like way too long. Like, way out of bounds.
Yeah.
12 years. More than a decade to process somebody and make them a citizen.
Well, and if you're older, it's not even... What's worth? Coming over here at that point.
Meh.
Isn't it the same everywhere else or something similar? No. I mean, Canada definitely won't take most people. And
then again, I don't know anything about anywhere else because I don't live in those places.
Right. I don't think it takes as long. I think we're like one of the longest. Don't quote me, but I believe I've heard that somewhere.
I mean, yeah, I don't know about the rest of the world because I don't care about them. America, number one, USA.
Oh.
Okay.
Except if you're listening to us over there in Yugoslavia and Luxembourg and Britain and things like that. And then, hey, jolly good show, mate.
Or, you know, email us and let us know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, go ahead. If you're Miroslav, where are you? How's it work in Ukraine?
Freaks at a freakaccent.com.
Is anybody immigrating to the Ukraine?
No. I can answer that now.
A cold, bleak, Eastern European country. No offense.
With Putin right on their tail.
Yeah, it's probably not the safest place in the world right now.
Good for adventure.
Again, no offense. Thanks for listening. Let's keep going.
All right, well, then he gets really patriotic, and it's to the point where this is another mic etiquette moment.
Together, we are rediscovering the American way. In America, we know that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the center of American life. The motto is "In God We Trust."
Oh God! The
clipping. In God We Trust.
The clipping was terrible. And then that last one, he spit into the microphone.
Bread, bread. Yeah.
He just leaned in and his tongue lashed it. Just lashed that microphone.
But he liked it.
Because our people are strong.
Oh, God. Take it off us. It burns us.
Yeah. The funniest thing, I didn't hear, obviously, I watched like 2 minutes of it, but Paul Ryan had a very bad Freudian.
Was this during the speech? Or afterward, or before?
It just said State of the Union. I don't know. I was watching clips of it. So this is what he said. It sounds like it's at the State of the Union.
Okay.
So Freudian slip.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Preventing for you the President of the United States.
Meanwhile, the Democrats went, oh, never mind.
The resistance has worked.
Yeah.
You know what? One thing I did enjoy the fact was like the Democrats literally stood and clapped for nothing at all. Nothing he said. Even stuff that you would think they would have liked, like black unemployment is at the lowest level ever recorded. Yay! And they're just sitting there. Like, wow. Okay, you can't even get up and clap for that.
They're not going to. They are so. This is the one candidate they are so staunch not going to support.
The funniest thing is, I actually saw a video of the one. There was a Democrat at one point. Like Trump said something, and he started clapping and went to stand and looked around, and nobody else was moving, so he just sat right back down.
He saw his friends, and he's like, "I'm sorry."
Which is like an interesting, which is an interesting commentary on the current state of politics in the country. Like, you can't even support something that you support because.
Well, you lose your friends.
Right, yeah. You lose your friends, and you get kicked out of your party, and you lose all your donors, and then everybody hates you. It's like, wow, that's where we're... Okay, whatever.
Yeah, welcome to America.
Yeah. What was that I was saying before about USA number one? Canada's looking awfully nice right now. It's quiet up there, and people are polite.
And they have maple syrup.
Oh, pancakes.
Yeah, but Canadian bacon.
Damn.
It's ham.
USA, number one. America.
That will always trump it.
Yeah, Canadian bacon is a bacon. It's just ham.
I mean, that was really it.
Stop trying to trick us, Canada.
That was really it. I mean, there's other stuff, but I mean, that was really the meat and potatoes of it.
Yeah. He had the guy from Pennsylvania, the state trooper who got shot, right? He was there, wasn't he?
We have it where he intro'd him.
Oh, okay. You know.
Some trials over the past year touched this chamber very personally. With us tonight is one of the toughest people ever to serve in this house. A guy who took a bullet, almost died, and was back to work 3.5 months later. The legend from Louisiana, Congressman Steve Scalise.
Oh, he's talking about the guy who got shot at the...
I think they like you, Steve.
At the baseball game.
Yeah, the
congressperson. Yeah. I thought he had one of the PA state troopers there too. One of the guys who
he
got
might
shot.
Have. No, that's
because he
only
had
one
like
I
a
know.
Lot of guests there. Like he had like, I mean, I thought that if there was one thing he did well, I think it was spotlight like the everyman.
That's smart.
You know what I mean?
Because that's what he is.
A lot of people
I
say
mean, that's what's supporting him.
Well, that's what a lot of people say. That's why he won the election because he. Like came down to the everyman's level. You know, he was going out and doing the rallies in middle America and in coal country, the places where most of the Democrats usually avoid.
Right.
They stay on the coasts. And he was like cruising around middle America, reminding those people that, hey, guess what? We're still, we recognize that you're still here. And a lot of people say that's why he probably won. Yeah. interesting strategy. I mean, yeah. You know, if he's still going to keep going for it, it makes sense. It freaking got him the presidency, for crying out loud. But overall, I mean, whatever. You know,
it was what it was.
I was expecting more of a circus act, but was sorely disappointed. Two-Face didn't show up and try and explode anything and kill the Flying Graysons. I was let down. I was really let down.
Yeah, really let down. That is a shame.
Yeah. I still do love the part where, like, the guy comes in the door at the beginning and he screams. He's just like, Mr. Speaker! The President of the United States! Pretty much,
it's
yeah.
Trump!
I was thinking, like, that's such an old-timey thing, like the town crier sort of thing. It's like, why are we still doing that? We've got microphones now and audio projection devices. We don't need you to come in and scream. Some little old guy. Ah! He's coming!
The redcoats are coming! The redcoats are coming!
Good job, Trumpy. Can't wait for you to screw up and say something stupid tomorrow, though.
Fake news.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? I'm gonna marry you anyway.
You just kept the rude parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is about.
Right. Being rude. Guess what? Your texting habits might be rude. And it's not necessarily what you text. It's how you text.
This is texting etiquette.
Right. This is a test from BuzzFeed that the three of us are going to take. And
nope.
Then you can take as well. What?
I said nope.
What do you mean no? We're going to do it live on the air.
It reveals too much.
Well, that's fine. But you could take it, too. We'll have the link posted, freaksatafreakaccident.com.
Sure.
Sound acceptable?
Why not? Why not?
I love it. I'm on board.
Yeah.
All right. How rude are your texting habits, really? So, number one, is texting while out to dinner rude?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Do we do it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Right. We do it. We do it. But we agree that it's rude, at least. 76% of people say, yeah, it's rude.
24% are guys.
Is purposefully waiting to reply to a text rude? I would say yes.
Yeah, because you're deliberately being a jerk.
You're being manipulative. That's the whole point. Why else would you do that?
What if you're waiting on information from somebody else? So instead of going like, hey, I'll get back to you, just waiting the hour.
You could tell them, hey, before, let me find out from this person first. Like waiting, what I'm gathering from this is waiting to reply to a text. That's like probably a dating type thing where like, you know, you get left on read. I hear people talking about all the time.
Yeah, where they look at it and then they're like, well, I'm not going to respond because I want to have the power.
But if it was important information, you would call. If you needed an answer right away, the whole purpose behind texting is to just
leave
the
talking,
message there.
Not
we're not
it's
talking
important.
About whether or not it's important information or whether it's an emergency. We're just saying, is it rude to purposefully wait to reply to a text?
I'm going with no.
Well you're overruled because Lazy E and I agree
it's
rude.
We'll see what it would be, what Mickey's percentage is.
69% of people say, oh, really? No?
Ha!
You suck. Everybody out there sucks.
How many Mickey?
Because of the text message.
I think this is the first time Mickey has been happy to be
in the majority.
Majority.
I know.
One of the few times.
That's what she's sitting there just.
Evil Mickey. Yeah.
Big grin on her face.
No, murderer. I want you to sweat thinking what I think. Wondering what I think. I'm just going to leave you on read. Our one word response is rude. I think it depends on the context.
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't get. Like, just because you've got the ability to type a whole friggin' paragraph on your phone, I could barely write one word without misspelling it. So I can text, the better.
The context, like you said, I think the rudest one, like, letter type of response
K.
is K.
Yeah.
K has, like, an emotion behind it.
You couldn't even be bothered to put an O in front of that K.
Yeah.
Man, how salty are you? So we're going to say our one word response is rude, though. Are we kind of saying no on that, though? No.
I don't think they're rude. I mean, they're definitely a pet peeve for a lot of people, but.
Are they a pet peeve for you?
I don't care.
It depends on contextually.
Well, now she doesn't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there it is. I'll say no, though.
Right, we'll say no. 67% no. They agree with us. That's fine.
Well, because we are the best.
Is using a lot of emojis in a text rude?
No.
No. Annoying? Yes. Childish? Sure. Make me want to stab you in the head with the nearest ice pick? Yep. Absolutely.
You know what the next text that I'm sending Crisco?
However.
3 pages of emojis.
Rude, though, I don't think so.
No. I'm going with no.
No.
Okay. Specifically, I mean, rude. That's a, no, 89% agree.
Yeah, 11% are 80 years old.
Well, right. Most people talk in hieroglyphics anymore anyway, so just get used to it.
I was going
to
say, I think Murder and I, most of our text messages are emojis.
You kind of like your little, your own little language there?
Pretty much.
What does the dinosaur mean?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Ah.
So do you make him wait to get your hieroglyphics?
Yes.
Huh. Is texting in long paragraphs rude? This is like the opposite of the other one. I would say no.
Yeah, no.
If you, I've always said I'd rather have all the information in one than have 7 different texts sent to me.
Example, my mother. She does not know how to text message. Therefore, I get a sentence, another sentence a few minutes later, a third sentence. So I'm trying to piece together what she is talking about.
I know people who do that, too. It's like, listen, just wait and send it all in one message. You don't need to blow up my phone 8 texts in a row because you have a thought and you hit send. And then immediately you have to follow up with the next thought and the next thought and the next thought. Give yourself time to breathe.
Yeah.
But either way. Long paragraphs, rude. No?
No, I think that's considerate.
Okay, sure. 93% agree no. 7%, no idea where those
They're
people...
They're Mickey's mom.
They don't like they don't like reading. They hate reading, those people. They'd rather just emojis.
Yes.
Now, is replying with K rude?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
It has an attitude behind it.
65% say yes, which is actually a lot less than I would have thought.
It really has, like, it sounds like you don't care. It sounds mean. There's it sounds like you're mad.
There's, like, an air of snobbiness to it, right?
Yeah, K.
Boy, you're assuming a lot with the letter K in a text message.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. You gonna fight me about it?
K.
Oh.
Is having read receipts turned off rude?
What is that?
What
mean?
Is that?
I guess, I don't know. That's, like, the thing... On an iPhone, I think.
Oh,
right? Because I've never had an iPhone.
It?
Yeah, but I always see people talking about, oh, they left me on red. It's like, I don't know what that is. Like, I text people on my phone and I never get a red notification.
I'll get it if I get a text from someone on the iPhone that it'll say they've read my message.
Okay.
So if you have that turned off, it basically just says.
You don't know whether they've read it or not.
Yeah, I don't think that's rude. That's called not being a psychopath.
Right.
I know my one manager has, and I don't know what phone she has, but it'll actually send me a separate message to let me know that she has read my text.
Oh, how annoying.
It drives me up a wall, and I don't know how to turn it off.
Now, I'll say it is rude if you find out you're the only one.
Well, I mean, I think it's less rude to leave a person on read. Or rather, I'd say it's less rude to do this than to just leave a person on read and not respond. So I'm going to say no. It's not rude.
I'm going to go with no because I don't have it on my phone, so I can't really.
So you also don't care.
That, and I can't really judge it. I've never experienced it.
Yeah, I'm with E on this one.
Okay, so no. I don't think any of us have experienced that, but 81% agreed that no. So, eh. Right. Is texting while walking rude? I don't think so.
It's not rude. It's stupid.
Stupid,
sometimes.
Dangerous.
It's fun to watch.
But
how
no.
Can that be rude?
Yeah, we're not. That's the thing. You can. This test is built, I think, with the assumption that people are going to vote a certain way based upon pet peeves. It's like, well,
sure.
Just because it's a pet peeve and you don't like when people do it doesn't make it rude necessarily.
Right.
Now, if they said, is it stupid? Different answer.
If you're, I mean, I guess if you're texting and walking and you're not acknowledging the people around you and like somebody said hi to you and you just focused on your phone, yes, that can be rude, absolutely. Yeah. But if you're texting and somebody says hi and you reply, but then you continue to do what you were doing,
yeah.
I don't see how that's rude.
It's circumstantial.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care if you're texting on your phone and walking and you walk out into traffic.
Or walk into a fountain.
It's also not rude when I run you over. It's just how it is.
It's how life turned out.
Right. Circle of life. Way things go. Is texting while at the movies rude?
Yes.
Yes.
Especially during the movie.
Yeah. Oh, then you see that screen just light up in your face?
Dude, it might as well be the sun just suddenly burst into existence in the middle of it. Ah! I'm blind.
I could be sitting in the back row, and I could see someone in the front row pull out their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Lord of the Rings, that eye comes out and you're like...
The eye of Sauron?
Yeah.
I see you.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Hide the ring. So yeah, we're going to say yes. 87% say yes. 13% of people need to stay out of my movie or I'm going to break your neck after I smash your phone.
They're that guy who sits by you at every single premiere of Star Wars.
I would rather him. I would rather him than somebody who just enjoys the movie and can't, like, you know, bottle it up than somebody who's openly texting on their phone during the movie.
Yeah.
I say that, but if I see that guy again, I'm going to elbow him in his head.
And say thank you for not texting.
Is texting while on a date rude? Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay attention to that person. You know what I mean?
Especially because you're dating.
Yeah.
You're not with that person.
You're literally trying to make the best impression you possibly can. And this person has gone out of their way to give you the time of day.
Sure.
You should definitely be 100% into that person for the couple hours that you have to spend with them.
Neat idea. If you're going on a date and you see someone do that, the person on you're on a date with does that, text them and say, I'm leaving now.
Mm-hmm.
Is texting someone who's in the other room rude?
No.
No, that's just the height of efficiency.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that in the house a lot.
There you go. So no.
Well, especially if you're in the bathroom.
86% agree.
We do it on the couch.
I need...
God, no. Wait,
especially if you're in the bathroom. Wait, I need toilet paper. Hashtag megacolon.
Yeah, yeah. It's that time of the month. But no, wait, Mickey, what she just said is different. They do it while they're on the couch.
We're literally feet apart from each other.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's stupid.
We're lazy.
I know. To move your mouth?
Yes.
Mickey doesn't like to talk. We've gathered that. Moving on. Is having the ringer turned on for your text notifications rude?
Yes! Absolutely yes!
Yes, yes, yes!
Are you listening to me, old woman who used to work in the office next to ours?
Yeah. Woo!
All day, every day, all day long! Turn it off!
It actually annoys me when I accidentally leave up my ringer for it. Like, when I hear a text of my own, I'm like, ugh.
Especially, I would say no if it's only going to go off once or twice throughout the day.
Yeah, you don't get text
much. If it's going off every 20 seconds, turn the crap off.
Yeah, just look at your phone every 20 seconds.
So I'm going to, or most phones anymore, when you get a notification, the little light blinks. So you know when you've gotten a freaking text message. You don't need thing blaring at you.
And you're at work, so why do you have your phone on you?
Yeah, is having the ringer turned on? Yes, rude. Yes, 74% agree.
Thank you, 74.
Is randomly starting a group chat rude?
Yes!
Randomly, yes.
Because you cannot get out of them.
If you randomly do it. Now, if you're in a thing where you're going to a concert, you're making plans, that's totally fine.
Listen, Samsung, if you come up with a way for me to be able to leave a group text message, I will never buy an Apple product for as long as I live.
That's where the iPhones win. You could take yourself out.
Can you?
Yeah. They
Samsung, Samsung, listen.
You're going to lose somebody.
Listen, that alone is enough of a reason for me to jump ship. I'm not going to lie to you. So we're going to agree that that's rude, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Rude, 82% agree, yes. Is never responding to a group chat rude?
No.
No. Yeah, no, I don't think so. No,
well.
Like, never respond? I don't care. Why did you invite me to it in the first place?
Does it say random or random group chat?
No.
No, I think that is rude if it's one it's supposed to be about plans or something, and you don't respond, that is kind of rude. Like, I have one for my bowling
team. I suppose if they're texting specifically saying, hey, what do you think, E? Hey, E, say something. E, please, are you there? Are you dead? Somebody send someone to E's house to see if he's alive.
Well, again, circumstantial.
We have one for our bowling team, and we see who's bowling that week. If someone said, didn't respond, who can bowl this week? And you're sitting there going, well, we can't even decide on anything right now.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to say what? Is it rude? No?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, he's going to say yes. He's swayed me. I'll say yes. Mickey doesn't care.
I still don't think
you're overruled. Rude, but... Yes. So 66% say no, though. Is randomly...
Once again, Mickey's part of the majority. Wow.
Is randomly renaming your group chat rude?
No, I think that's funny.
You can name your group chat.
Well, I mean, we have, like, the Google Hangout that the three of us talk in.
Is there a name on it?
That would be, like, if I changed it to, say, like, the Butt Pirates or something like that. Like,
we did that on my friends when we had the Facebook chat. We changed that. You know that Tom Hanks movie where he goes, no, now I'm the captain.
Oh, yeah.
So we changed it to that.
So I don't think that's rude, though.
No.
Who cares?
It's funny.
It could be incredibly funny. Is texting without proper punctuation... Oh, by the way, everybody agreed with this dude. No. Is texting without proper punctuation rude? No, I don't got time to worry about grammar and syntax when I'm texting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not rude.
I'm not writing the great American novel, and 83% agree. So there you go. So how did we do? Does it say?
No, it's just we're with the majority. Every single one
yeah,
we did.
Pretty much, yeah. So
except for two.
Well, so no, that was you. Yeah, you were with the majority on those.
I guess we're actually not very rude.
Mickey's actually the least rude. She went with the majority every single time.
Incredible.
Still the most sarcastic, though.
Uncanny.
And also the one who can't say sarcastic.
I know.
Let us know how you did. Freaks at afreakaccident.com. Up next, the greatest movie villains of all time.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Yes, it's a hoot, a kick, a gas. When you're the villain of the show, once you wear black, you'll never go back. It's a high to be loathed.
It's not very often you get a really good movie villain. I mean, a really, really good one.
We thought we were going to get one with Snoke.
Man.
He was good for...
Someone is sour.
Yeah, no, I really wanted that to be a good villain.
Yeah.
Then he died.
I think most of us did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, one of them just shows up and it's just, it's magic.
What you changes know, movie history?
I've always said a hero is only as good as his villain, right? Or her
sure.
villain. If you don't have a credible threat or someone who's at least threatening, then where's the tension?
I always thought...
Where's the drama?
The one Spider-Man movie, one of the originals, where they killed off the villain, like, right in the movie. Like, the first movie, we thought it was going to be, like, a continuating character, and they killed him off. I'm like, well, now what do I have to look forward
that
to?
That kind of set the precedent for that, too. The yeah. villain has died in almost every single superhero movie since in the first movie.
Yeah. And it kind of kills it.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, okay, we're never going to see that character again, which is why I was shocked when the Joker didn't die in The Dark Knight, but then the actor died. So it was like, well, it was pointless then.
So we have to kill the character? Or the
we have to kill the character anyway.
Yeah, you know, that's what makes Marvel, the movies, this whole universe so good, because Thanos is like the ultimate.
We don't even know anything about him, though.
But he's at least been...
Around,
and or like somebody's been sent by him.
A lot of people would disagree with you, though, that say the other Marvel villains are very, very forgettable, with the exception of like Loki, and because yeah, they were all like one off
and done,
right? So anyway, this is Empire put together a list of the 20 greatest movie villains of all time. We'll see if we agree,
and we'll see how many Mickey has seen.
Number 20, Michael Myers.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I mean, I think he deserves to be on the list for sure. I don't know really much about the character. I've never really been into Halloween that much.
He kills people.
Got that.
Yep, that's it.
I think what makes him one of the best, I don't watch horror movies that much. I know very much who he is.
Okay. Sure, absolutely.
He's a movie icon.
The fact that he is as prolific? That's not the right word.
No, but the fact that everybody relates like Halloween with that mask.
Right.
Everybody
oh, yeah,
knows
absolutely.
That mask. Yeah. So it was a very well done villain.
Or to Spock.
Number yeah. Number 19, the T-1000 from Terminator 2.
He could have been left.
Dude, honestly, I don't know, man. Great villain. I thought Schwarzenegger was good in the first one, but in the second one, there's just something about like that whole like he just walks around and like he kind of just, you know what I mean? Just the way he walks, his look, like. You're just uncomfortable when he's on screen. Plus, he made Schwarzenegger, like, you know, that whole character was like, oh, dude, this guy really means business.
I don't know if he belongs on the top list, though. I don't know. That's iffy with me.
Freddy Krueger's number 18.
Obvious. For the same reason as Michael Myers.
Again, mm-hmm. well-known, yeah. Sorry.
Got
Need
frog.
To get that, that loogie was really clinging on there. He was hanging right off of the punching bag that hangs on to the back of your throat. Yeah. Agent Smith, number 17.
Oh, from Matrix.
I don't really know if he should be top 20.
Again, he's on the same level as, whatchamacallit, the
T-1000. Great character, great villain in those movies, but all time? I don't know.
Yeah.
That, it, yeah,
for that movie, it was greatness. Not in history.
Number 16, Norman Bates.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's well developed. It has a good history behind it with the mother.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, they made a whole show about the prequel to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Classic, well done character.
Built.
That you were both afraid of and hated.
And you knew his history within, like, not, it didn't take a whole movie to tell his history.
Right.
You knew it.
Palpatine, number 15, the Emperor from Star Wars.
I think
I would specify, yes, but original trilogy Emperor. Definitely not prequels Emperor.
I think that's what they're going with. You have to say yes on that because Star Wars, the whole universe is based off of that originally, you know?
I saw one of the most amazing videos on YouTube recently. I'm sorry. It was a scene from the prequels that was done with text to speech.
Oh, God.
All of the dialogue. And it's him when they confront him in his office and he's like, "So it's treason then." Whoosh. 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 "No, don't let him kill me. Don't." I'm like, oh my God, this is practically better than the actual movie dialogue was.
See, my favorite is the one with they're doing lightsaber fights and it's Matthew McConaughey going, "Wow. Wow.
Oh. Wow. 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 Wow."
I saw one where every time the lightsabers hit, it was Palpatine going, "Do it." So it was like, do it.
See, that's great. Anyways,
there was another one where he goes, "Master Windu." Master Windu. Number 14, the guy who's going to be on this list more than once, Alan Rickman, the Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood. I would say you could talk about the movie. Great job on his part.
Great acting.
Great villain.
I don't know.
Again, yeah, you're right.
I think that's more of a book thing than a movie villain. That makes sense?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of on the great job, but greatest of all time. I don't know. I feel like there should be better options than that. Nurse Ratched, number 13.
What's that from?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Never saw it.
Amazing movie. Horrible human being. Wanted to just push her off a roof.
No, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Oh, no. Mickey saw a movie and I didn't.
Sauron, number 12. From The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, we just mentioned him before.
I don't really know why he's on the list, though. I'm going to be honest with you. Great,
no.
Like, credible threat, but as far as a character, it's an eyeball that never talks.
It's just
He's there. And like I said, credible threat, excellent narrative device, but he's literally just an eyeball wreathed in flame.
I think the next one on the list is a better one from that movie.
Absolutely. Gollum, for sure.
You know what's funny? We have him on our Skype line right now.
Oh, really? Gollum, yeah, how do you...
Wait, I gotta go.
What? No, you can't.
I gotta fix something.
All right, anyway, Gollum, how do you feel about being on the list of greatest villains?
Oh, stop it! It's wonderful!
What are you gonna do now?
I'm going to Disney World, you fat little doodles!
I was waiting for him to say Mordor. I'm going to Mordor. You let me down.
Well, it just doesn't have the same finesse anymore.
Get off my show. Okay. Where's Lazy E? Bring him back in here. Hey.
What's up?
Nothing.
Okay.
Number 10, the Alien from the Alien franchise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Iconic.
Yeah, iconic and horrifying. Yeah. Absolutely horrifying.
Product of its time? Yeah. I'm watching it now. If you were like someone, a millennial watching that now, probably not as bad.
I'm still impressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still impressed.
From like the design?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, for sure.
I remember riding a ride in Universal.
Yeah.
The alien ride. That was freaky.
Yep. Yeah.
I had to close my eyes. That was last year.
Number 9, Voldemort.
No!
Absolutely not. Worst villain of all time.
I haven't watched Harry Potter.
Is that the smushy face guy?
Yeah, okay. From Harry Potter.
Got it.
Realistically, at the end of the day, he couldn't even take over a high school.
Yeah.
Whoa, but greatest villain of all time. Wow, what a threat. He was killed by a child.
If you want to
twice.
If you want to talk about a guy with a weird nose, I was more scared of Michael Jackson.
This is one. Oh, I've never seen this movie. No Country for Old Men.
No.
Yes.
Seen it. Anton from
Okay.
The guy. Javier Bardem was the actor.
But that again, that Javier? Goes with just the movie.
Okay. You don't think like greatest of all time, though?
Yeah,
what is
greatest
that?
Of all time.
What does he do?
It's a country western type of deal. They're, okay. Yeah.
It's like a... I mean, he's a good actor.
He is. It was a good movie, yeah. But...
Just not all time.
No.
Great in the movie, but shouldn't correct. Be on the... Okay, all time iconic. 7, Kylo Ren. I don't think we really know enough about him yet to determine whether or not he's a great villain.
I'll say this.
Compelling character, but great villain? Number 7 all-time greatest?
Compelling character who has the potential to be on that list in 10 years.
Sure, that's what I'm saying.
They're building a very good story behind it.
Let's see what happens, you know, at the end of it before we go ahead and...
We'll put that as a half.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll put an asterisk next to that one. Hans Landa from Inglourious Bastards. I haven't seen that one either.
What?
I haven't seen Inglourious Bastards.
What is that movie about?
It's about the Nazis, but it's
so a Quentin funny, Tarantino.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Wouldn't Hitler be the worst one in that movie? You'd think he would be kind of the bad guy.
Right.
He's kind of like Hitler's sidearm.
Right-hand man?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, definitely, again, definitely good for his character. Like, he makes that movie, but... Definitely for that movie.
To be fair, it's on my Netflix list.
Watch it.
Okay, fine.
I think we've probably watched it about 6 times now.
Jeez.
Hannibal Lecter, number 5. Yeah. Agree. Totally.
And the great thing about him, he's the old school villain where it's psychological.
Yes.
Number 4 should be higher on this list, in my opinion. Hans Gruber.
Yes!
From Die Hard. Alan Rickman.
Yeah, no, I know who he is.
As far as I'm concerned, like, the greatest action movie villain of all time.
His fall from that building is so iconic. Today, it's memes on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, that was made before social media was even a word.
Yeah.
He's evil.
Yeah.
He's not evil scary. He's just evil.
You hated him the moment he walked into that first frame.
He has a hated
you're
face.
You're just like, oh, God, I don't like this guy. Yeah. You know, that's a good villain.
He's like a sales guy.
Any of the salespeople at the radio station
any
relate
sales,
to you?
Any salesperson.
Number 3, Loki.
Yeah.
Incidentally, the only real lasting Marvel villain. I can agree.
Haven't seen it, no idea.
Multi-layered character, has a good arc.
And that's the thing, he has a good side, but he always flips back to bad. Right when you think, he plays with your emotions, great.
They actually gave this one not just to Heath Ledger, but to all of them, the Joker.
Yeah.
I mean,
the bad guy.
One of the greatest villains of all time.
Most villains are built after the Joker.
Yeah. Number 1, I can agree, Darth Vader.
Has to be.
I mean, who else would it be at number 1?
I would say 1A, 1B, Joker, Darth Vader. I think they're interchangeable.
Yeah, you're kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Apples and oranges, but yeah. Equally great for different reasons.
When you could watch any Star Wars movie and any Batman movie and you could still... appreciate how evil that person is, they deserve to be on that list.
Yeah.
And they both fit that.
Like, it still gets your blood pumping when Luke squares off against him in Empire.
Yeah.
Vader, I mean. Like, you know, when he's, like, hitting him with the lightsaber, but he's only using one hand. Like, he doesn't even care. He's so bored. It's like, that's great, great, great filmmaking.
Why isn't Razor Ramon on this list?
he's the bad guy. Yeah. Any of us would add to the list? I can't really think off the top of my head. Go ahead.
I'm sure all the horror buffs are mad that Jason Voorhees isn't on there.
I just think he got lost in the fold.
Of course he did.
Yeah. It was Freddy, and then Jason was kind of there.
Plus, he didn't have much of a character, although then again, neither does Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Michael Myers is probably more iconic than Jason is, though. Maybe that's why he made the list and Jason didn't.
Well, that and
Jason is literally a knife with arms. That's pretty much it.
You could argue it's not Jason, it's the mother.
Well,
I mean, who's you? It would stir up too much.
Yeah,
do you agree with the list? Disagree? Freaks@freakaccident.com. Let us know. Up next, the Super Bowl is this week, and we'll talk about it. Because...
Okay, Bill Cosby.
Oh, God, no, not a good reference.
No.
Be a part of the show. Go to freakaccident.com and click on connect.
That's a freakaccident.com. Click on connect.
It's just about that time.
I can't believe it.
Super Bowl 52.
55.
I am still not convinced whether or not I will actually be watching it.
You got it. It's the Super Bowl.
Didn't watch it last year.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, I did, but I was working.
Okay.
I did kind of watch it, like, because I was at the casino at the time, and I was looking over my shoulder at, like, the game on the TVs. So, but I didn't actually sit down and enjoy it at all. But in any case, I would not enjoy this one either, considering the teams playing in it. The Eagles and the Patriots will be playing in Minnesota's big, fancy new stadium. Yeah.
And let me tell you, we found out.
They're E-gels?
What?
They're E-gels?
Well, yeah, from the cake.
Yeah.
Cake he saw. But no, we found out from a credible weather report that it's pretty cold there. Weather reporter Rob Gronkowski.
It's freezy, freezy out here in Minneapolis.
He said the city wrong.
Minneapolis. Why was he saying it so weird?
He was doing a YouTube check.
Like, why was he doing like, it's really cold.
It's freezy, freezy out here in Minneapolis.
Why is he the guy from Basti Plane, the Plane? Like, why is he tattooed?
Put him on the greatest villains.
Okay, fine. So anyway, heading into the Super Bowl weekend here, we've got the thing that people have been looking to predict what the potential outcome for the game will be for quite a number of years now. And incidentally, this particular thing has been right 10 out of the last 14 years that people have basically been used it to try and make a Super Bowl prediction.
Which is crazy accurate.
Of course, we're talking about Madden NFL, the video game.
Oy, oy, oy.
Well, here's the thing, though. There actually is a legit reason why this is potentially so accurate, right?
It's because they update the stats as they happen. They update the injured players. So while it isn't on the field, anything could happen, it's emulating what a player does.
Okay.
Like the statistics, the speed, the throwing accuracy.
And especially when you have a computer versus a computer.
Sure.
It's not human. So they are going how those characters are built.
If people were reduced to nothing but mathematics,
right,
it essentially runs the math on what this game should look like.
Okay.
Wrath of God type stuff taken out of the equation, of course.
Da Vinci Code.
Right, yeah. And again, 10 out of 14 times it's been right.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good track record.
So they did it again, and here's how it turned out.
So now here come the Philadelphia Eagles, quarterback Nick Foles. One final shot. The ball is up, and it's knocked away, and the Patriots have done it again. Super Bowl 52 champions.
24-20, the final score. Patriots win.
If that's true, it's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a way, way, way bigger score differential than that, but then again, what do I know?
I'm not
an artificially intelligent video game.
Here's the thing. Like, I think it's I don't think it's going to be as bad as people say.
As far as what?
Like, people think it's going to be like 52-3 or whatever like that. It's not going to be that bad.
Yeah, maybe.
As long as the Eagles' defense is halfway decent, it'll be okay.
Yeah, but it's Tom Brady, though.
That's
the
thing.
Patriots offense, they've been able to carve up every single defense they've come across.
And as you've seen, Crisco.
I mean, they cheat, which is why.
As Jacksonville saw, they are the best at halftime adjustments.
Oh, yeah.
When they're losing, they'll figure it out. Ask the Falcons.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how embarrassing. So you got that to look forward to. I would just love to have these Eagles fans shut their mouths. This is why I hate this, because I hate Tom Brady and I hate the Patriots.
Yeah.
But the Eagles fans are so obnoxious. I want to drink their tears when they lose.
Yeah. Here's the thing. My brother's an Eagles fan. He's a good one. He's not those fans that were throwing cans at Vikings fans. Did you hear what happened, though?
Yeah.
The Vikings restaurants there aren't allowing Eagles fans in them.
Ah, good.
Smart people.
Good. Keep them out. Medicine. Filth. Go back to Philadelphia.
I'm wondering how many Eagles fans are actually going to make it out there, though.
There's a lot.
Oh, all right.
There's actually a decent amount that may... Well, you figure, it's been a while. So you want to be there for the
saving
first.
Saving up all those pennies to ship out?
They never won. This is it.
Now, here's an interesting thing, though. A lot of people are always saying, should the day after the Super Bowl be considered a national holiday?
No.
Yes.
I think so.
Less, it's so unproductive.
Yeah, people are dead. Everybody's hungover. Everybody's tired. You know what I mean? And even if you're not hungover, you probably were out late watching it. You probably were with people, so you're exhausted because you got to bed late. Or you threw a party and you're tired because you had to clean it all up. I don't know. I feel like it should be.
Yeah.
No.
72% of HR managers agree with us, Mickey. Us.
Human resources. Hey, yeah, okay.
Hey, they're the first line to vacation.
Well, what's interesting is that they say that 27% of employees play hooky from work following a major sporting event. So it's not like most people are taking that day off anyway. You might as well. So you're going to probably, I wonder if anybody's run the math on the amount of money they lose from lack of productivity because either people who are there aren't being productive and most other people stayed home.
Oh my God, we talked about this. It might not have been on this podcast, but another one. There was a place that gave it off because they found that the next day, literally, they were losing money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you might actually, you probably still lose money from giving everybody the day off, but it's probably somehow less than having to pay people to be there or something.
I think
you can at least leave the lights on.
The morale of that place the day after would be so much better.
32% of professionals have been late to the office the day after the big game.
Of course.
So there you go. So people are coming in late, they're not productive, or they're not coming in at all. Just cut your losses and give everybody the day off. At least people will come back refreshed on Tuesday.
I'm just begging. I don't care. I just want it to happen so bad.
You just don't want to wake up on Monday. That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, I do want to wake up.
Now, one thing that everybody looks forward to on Super Bowl weekend is chicken wings. Because we eat a lot of them.
How many is it this year? It's like a ridiculous... It went up by, like, I think 2%.
1.35 billion wings will be devoured this weekend. Those poor birds.
I wonder, like, do they give them, like, crutches and stuff to walk after that? Or wheelchairs? Mickey. The face.
It's an all-time record, up almost 2% from last year.
This is why every year around this time they say they have a shortage. They can't keep up.
Yeah, because they keep chopping off their legs. They're short.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Lieutenant Dan's. Shut up.
Now, what are the top sauces, according to the National Chicken Council?
Ooh, this is something I need to get a part of.
That was not on the list of things I could take in college. National Chicken Council chairperson.
I heard you make a good buck.
Good cluck?
Buck.
That's okay.
That's a chicken.
Yeah.
Take it. You know it was good.
What are the top wing sauces?
Now, this is stuff that accompanies wings.
Number 8, plain wings with no sauce, 8%. Oh, no, this is like percentages. Okay, 8% plain wings with no sauce.
That's gross. You're a monster.
Yeah, you might as well just walk off into the tundra because civilization has no need of you.
If they are baked and deep fried the right way, they're good without the sauce.
Nope.
Sriracha, 15%.
That's like the new craze.
Sriracha? Really?
Everybody loves sriracha.
Teriyaki sauce, 23%.
That's pretty good.
Blue cheese, 33%. I'm assuming as like a dip.
Yeah, I'm not a... I could eat blue cheese. Not my favorite. I think my favorite is on the list, though.
Okay, honey mustard, number 4.
Not bad.
Barbecue, number 3, 48%. 48% also buffalo or hot sauce. Number 1, ranch dressing.
That's where I'm at.
59% of people say it goes well with wings. So that's going to be like, you know.
That used to be only a southern thing.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden it just made its way.
Ranch goes good with everything, though. I love ranch.
You could drink ranch and it would be great.
I know. I do.
Oh, my God.
It's gross.
I drink it after every workout.
You may be in shape, but you're going to die of a heart attack, sir. You're going to die.
Either way, enjoy Super Bowl weekend. We'll talk next week about who won, who lost. What are our predictions?
You want to make one?
Are we doing implausible prognostications?
We can.
Go for it.
All right, let's go.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
Sean!
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
Sean!
Go ahead, Lazy. You first.
I'm going to say it is 28-21 Eagles.
Oh, my God.
Prognostication. prognostication.
I'm going to say that Tom Brady is going to have the greatest game of his career and will throw for more than 600 passing yards.
Not sure that's even possible.
Prognostication.
It's implausible, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's true.
I wasn't prepared. I've got nothing.
Prognostication.
Should have predicted that Mickey would be prepared.
And that. That was a freak accident, implausible prognostication.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Lazy E, tell the listener where they need to go to keep track of the show and all that other crap.
You go to freakaccident.com. It's got all the links you need. You can go to the Connect tab. That's where you can get us on Facebook. You get us on Twitter. You get us on Instagram. Or you could go to the podcast section, every single episode we ever did. Because really, I mean, we want you to go to iTunes, subscribe, because it gets delivered right to you if you do that, or any like Google Play Music. But if you go to the podcast section of freakaccident.com, we have every episode. They have like 10, 15.
Every single one we've ever done.
But do go to iTunes.
Yeah.
Make sure to subscribe, because then it gets delivered right to you, and rate us, give a good review. And also, because you're so nice, you listen to us. Freaks at freakaccident.com. Send us an email with your physical mail address, and we'll send you some free stickers.
Yeah. Did you mention the Connect page? Okay.
I did. Good. I got it all down.
I wasn't listening.
I even mentioned
stickers.
He did a good job.
He did.
Much better than me.
I'm concise.
Well, that's, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Expected. Next week on the show, we will have another brand new episode. We'll recap the Super Bowl, obviously. We'll tell you about what the thing is that you're doing multiple times a week that is making you sick.
And let me tell you, you're probably doing it.
And a potential fitness challenge for us to see just how out of shape we are for our age.
Spoiler, yes.
That's next week. Be back here for it. Thank you for listening to this episode. We'll talk again soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Oh, God.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.